Welcome to the Star Wars Collector Podcast, episode number 120. I am your host, Brian, and with me as always are my co-hosts, Carl and Dwayne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Brian. Hey, Dwayne.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, we're up to 120.
120. 10 years worth of episodes.
Yeah.
If you do one a month.
Not quite. It's actually more than that as far as number of episodes per year.
Yeah.
10 years will be next December. For me and Carl, since we started.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that long either, really.
Let's see. Okay. What did we get?
Yeah, we always start out with, what did you get this last month?
Yeah, I'm going to start out this time.
Uh-huh.
Start out, I got the E-Wing, the Vintage Collection E-Wing. It comes with its own droid. The pilot comes out later, probably like next year sometime. Also got Moff Gideon's Imperial Light Cruiser Hallway. It comes with, what does it come with? I'm drawing a blank. Wasn't it a Mandalorian?
It's Mandalorian Privateer.
Yeah, Mandalorian Privateer, that's right. And you can buy multiples and put them together, which is pretty cool. It's just like the Tantive Hallway, the Tantive IV Hallway. You know, but I only bought one this time. I may buy another one later if it goes on clearance. I got the Armorer's Forge, which comes with the Armorer. The Shriekhawk 4-pack. Ahsoka Tano from Peridia. The Mandalorian on the Imperial Base. That was on Navarro, right?
Yes.
Or is that the one from Season 3 on Mandalore? It might be that one on that Imperial Base. I can't remember. There's been so many darn Mandalorians.
I want to say you're right. It's season 3. I'll revise my answer there, because that's pretty much what they're giving us now, is season 3 version.
I think that's it.
So, yeah.
Then I got John Nawood. That's from the Skeleton Crew. That's getting ready to come out. Grand Admiral Thrawn from Ahsoka, the Ahsoka series, and K2SO from Andor. I think that's it. I can't remember anything else. What'd you get, Carl?
You didn't pick anything up at the Greenbow Toy Show?
Yes, I did. I forgot about that. I got a Cincinnati Reds Mandalorian t-shirt that they gave away a while back. Was it this past season?
I don't remember whether it was past season or the season before. It's a red shirt with like a black Mandalorian helmet.
Yeah, it's the opposite. Shirt with a red Mandalorian helmet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sort of City Connect version.
Yeah, I got it for $15.
Cool.
Nice.
But that was all I got, because there was nothing else really there.
Huh.
Mostly cards, Funko Pops, lots of baseball cards and baseball memorabilia. There was another thing I got. I did end up getting a 1994 World Series baseball, which is, you know, kind of funny, because there was no World Series in 1994. That was the year of the strike. They still made those baseballs in anticipation. Yeah. So I got one of those as well. But that was it. All right, Carl, what'd you get?
So you can get that autographed by who won the World Series that year.
Yeah,
you
can just already autographed.
Yeah, which is nobody.
you could just pick anybody you wanted that played in 94.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of fitting, after we had our last podcast and talked about Halloween mask a little bit. Spirit Halloween was clearancing out some of their Star Wars stuff on their website, and I picked up a Chewbacca mask, as well as a Bosk mask and a Darth Maul mask. They're all three real full face and pretty well made. I don't know when I will use them, but for the price of $10 each, I couldn't resist grabbing them. Also, I got, like Brian, I got the John Nawood from the Skeleton Crew that's premiering, and I got the Grand Admiral Thrawn from Ahsoka series, which I think the head sculpt on it is fantastic. I was just looking at it earlier today again, and they really nailed it on that one.
But they didn't get the body right.
Yeah, the body is a little weird, but the head's great. And I finally got my retro collection, the Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, from Disney Shop. It seems like everybody was getting that except for the ones that ordered it from Disney. But that's all I got this month.
Okay. Dwayne, what'd you get?
Well, I also got the Attack of the Clones slash Revenge of the Sith multi-pack, which is a six-figure pack, retro figures from Pulse, Hasbro Pulse. That included a Padme Amidala, Jango Fett, and a clone trooper, and also a Mace Windu, Anakin Skywalker, and General Grievous, all in the retro style figures. Also got the Acolyte retro multi-pack. That included Mother Anaseia, the assassin version of Mei, Osha Anaseia. No, that's not right. Well, I guess she would have the same last name. Jedi Knight Yord Fondor, Jedi Master Saul, and Jedi Padawan Jeki Lon. So I got those two six packs at the same time, actually. Came in the same shipment. I also added the E-Wing with the KE-4-N4 Astromech Droid. The Shriekhawk, Mandalorian Shriekhawk 4-pack. Single figures, I got Ahsoka Tano from Peridia, the Mandalorian Imperial Base, the Jadna Nawood, Kanan Jarrus, and the K2SO from Andor, from the Andor series. I also got multi-packs. I got the X-Wing Pilot Troop Builder 4-pack and deluxe version of Sabine Wren with the Lothcat. Added playsets. I got the Armorer's Forge with the Pakian Armorer figure and the Gideon Light Cruiser Hallway with the Mandalorian Privateer. And I added the newest addition to my Epic Heroes collection, which was a 3-pack called Unite the Clans, and it's got a Paz Vizsla, an Axe Woves, and a female Mandalorian, generic female Mandalorian figure in it from the Epic Heroes line. And that was it for me this month. It was quite a bit, but yeah, I had some nice back order stuff. Back order stuff like the X-Wing Pilots and Sabine Wren finally came in.
No new comics?
I haven't picked them up yet this month, or in the month of November, actually.
Okay. All right, well, that moves us to meeting news. We got two different Christmas parties going on. We got the December the 7th will be the Lexington, Louisville area. And is that in Lexington?
It's in Lexington.
At the Mr. Getty's?
Mr. Getty, Gettyland, or Getty Town. I don't know what version it is, but yeah. You can find the information on our Facebook page if you're interested, if you live in... It's somewhere in the Lexington/Louisville region. Obviously, Louisville, you're going to have to travel to Lexington, but if you're, you know, anywhere in that area, you're welcome to join. That is actually an evening, like 7 to 9, I think,
time frame
get-together.
All right. And then we've got the Ashland region. We'll have theirs on December the 14th at the Flatwoods Public Library from noon to 3.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have food.
Yep. We'll break bread together and we
probably trivia.
Possibly, yeah, trivia and just hang out for 2 or 3 hours there. Some of us did Secret Santa, so we'll be passing some gifts around.
Mm-hmm.
I think I didn't play trivia last year. I think me and Mark neither one did because Brian wins almost every year.
Pitiful. Chicken out.
Well, I know I don't have a chance to win. It's like the Bengals defense.
Oh, no.
Hey, there's always a chance. Hey, I haven't won all of them, remember? I did lose one.
Yeah, one. Wow, one out of how many? About 10?
Oh, it's more than that.
Okay, well, see, that's my point.
One out of like 15 now.
Okay.
Heck, I won the trivia contest at the Ohio Summer Social, too.
Yep, I remember. Yeah, never make a bet with Brian if you see him in person for Star Wars trivia. He'll take your money.
All right, what kind of news we got going on, Dwayne?
In the news this month, announced this month, of course, we all know that, or hopefully everybody knows by now, unless you're living under a rock, that the new Disney Plus series called Skeleton Crew premieres tonight, the night that we're recording. At 6 p.m. Pacific time or 9 p.m. Eastern time on Disney Plus. So if you're listening to this, it's already premiered. But in case you missed it. Also, it was announced this month that the Andor Season 2 premiere on Disney Plus is officially slated for April 22nd of 2025. So we've, you know, about 4 months to go until we get the season 2 of Andor. Also, some news in the big screen area of Star Wars. Per Deadline online industry website, I think it is, Kathleen Kennedy hired Simon Kinberg to make an all-new trilogy of Star Wars movies. He will be the sole writer and producer alongside Kennedy. But there is some dispute about whether Kinberg will write episodes 10 through 12 of the Skywalker saga or whether he'll make an all-new trilogy. So, Kennedy and Lucasfilm hasn't officially announced this, but this is some insider information that was released earlier this month or put out there earlier this month.
And if Simon Kinberg's name doesn't sound familiar, or does, he did do some episodes of Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
So he done Star Wars in the past.
Yeah, and he did one of my all-time favorite movies, too, X-Men Days of Future Past. He wrote it, so.
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that kind of stuff, because he also did a stinker of one, too.
Well, everybody, you look at every person that's ever acted or wrote, they all at least have one bad movie.
Yeah, because that other X-Men movie he did was horrible.
Yes, but man, Days of the Future Past is one of my all-time favorite movies.
It is a good one. I did really like it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see if he's got the chops to be actually the writer and the producer, and it doesn't say anything about him being a director, though. It just...
No, it doesn't.
He's going to be, yeah.
I think, though, that if Kathleen Kennedy keeps her grubby hands out of it, it should be good. Because from what I heard, the Acolyte was changed from what it originally was supposed to be. Because Kathleen Kennedy came in and said, no, change all this to this, 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 and this. And that's what made it bad.
Huh.
And it was certainly really bad.
Not all
of it. So the last little bit of news that's been it hasn't really been talked about on online or anything, but most of us that have pre-ordered the HasLab Ghost vehicle ship, we've gotten hints, I guess you could say, that it's going to be shipping sometime around December 5th because they've been contacting us, making sure that our addresses are still the same from when we ordered it last year. So sometime in the next week, today's December 2nd, so sometime in the next week to week and a half, hopefully, we'll all be getting an early Christmas present.
It's already shipping in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've already started getting their tracking numbers and stuff, and somebody said they were supposed to get theirs tomorrow.
Yeah.
So December the 3rd. Them. Yeah, I don't understand why they're getting them before us.
Maybe it was easier to get it to the warehouses there in Europe from Taiwan or wherever they made it.
Yeah.
Hong Kong, China. Okay. So also in the news, we have some new collectible announcements. I'll let you guys cover some of those.
All right. We got Hot Toys. The first one is a Purge Trooper Commander. I'm not sure what the number and letters are. VGM67. 1/6 scale figure.
Yeah. Not sure. That must be the series of figures that they, maybe number 67 in the VGM series.
Something like that, yeah. next on the list is Dr. Cornelius Evazon. That's the guy in the cantina. Says he's got the death system, or death war on 12 systems. Let's see, Hasbro Vintage Collection. We get the Deluxe IG-12 with Grogu and Anzellan. That's from Season 3. Where Grogu is actually inside of the IG.
Yeah.
Controlling it, going, yes, 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 no, 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 no.
Which actually, normally would have been so annoying, but it was absolutely funny instead of annoying.
We just got through watching that just a few minutes ago. And then we've got Black Series. Carl, you want to take that?
Okay, Black Series, we have Clones of the Republic 2-pack, which is Obi-Wan Kenobi and Clone Trooper 212th. We have a Baylan Skull Force Effects Elite Lightsaber. And we have Dagon, Gera, and BX Droid Hybrid, which is an Amazon exclusive. And we have Clone Commando, Urban Fighter, and B1 Battle Droid Training, Amazon exclusive. I really noticed Amazon seems to be stepping it up where a lot of these other in-store retailers are not having as many exclusives as they've used to. Amazon's had several over the last few years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, those are two of their gaming greats exclusives. So all those characters are from the video games.
Yeah, I think GameStop has stopped doing that because they've gotten burned.
Mm-hmm. The problem with GameStop, too, they always seem like their figures are priced more than retail, too.
They are.
Normally. So that I think that always hurt them, too, with exclusives, because you knew you had to pay more if you got it from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it's their exclusive, you're not going to pay less anywhere else.
No, right, but it did always seem like a little price gouging to me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Gentle Giant, we have Star Wars Empire Strikes Back Snowtrooper Milestones 1/6 scale statue, and we have a Star Wars Legends Darth Nihilus Gallery PVC statue.
Yep, so not a lot of new announcements, you know, seeing that's close to Christmas, that kind of stuff kind of, you know, stops a little bit. I'm sure they'll have some stuff announced whenever Skeleton Crew starts coming out. They'll probably have something every week or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very possible. Because they're doing that thing right now where they only announce a couple of things once a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I forget what they call it, but...
They used to call it, like, Mando Monday or, you know, stuff like that. Something like Skeleton Crew, you know, Mondays or whatever. Yeah. Who knows?
Let's see.
Yeah, so... Get out there and watch the Skeleton Crew.
If the Galaxy reveals.
Oh, okay.
So we just had week one and week two, Gift the Galaxy. It goes through December 17th, I think, once a week on, November 20th. We should have had week three by now. If this was on.
Today.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, 4 weeks or 5 weeks of that. That's where we've got the announcements for the IG-12 and the Balan Skull lightsaber and that stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that brings us to our main topic, which is going to be vintage playsets from A New Hope. And we're going to start out with what the first one that we got was, the Collector's Action Stand, or Action Collector Stand, or Action Display Stand, whatever you want to call it. It was a mail-away. You mailed away $2 for shipping and handling, and 2 proofs of purchase seals, or 12 proof of purchase seals by themselves instead of the $2 and 2 proofs. That was the only way you could get it, was to mail away for it. They didn't sell these in the store. And what it is it's got 12 places to put action figures, and they got these little levers. After you put them on there, you could move them around, and the action figures would swivel, you know, around in a... like a half circle back and forth.
Yeah, they had foot pegs that you...
Yeah, and it's got a backdrop.
The action figures on.
It has a kind of like a... looks like a disco ball Death Star with a X-Wing and a TIE Fighter. With the TIE Fighter behind it shooting.
And you had the cool sticker sheet that you can stick there and put...
Yeah.
For telling you which figures to put and where to put them or whatever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
First 12. So that was kind of neat. I never had one when I was a kid. Didn't take advantage of that mail away offer. And nowadays, to find them complete in a box, they're pretty pricey.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah. You're looking at $2,000 probably.
Yeah.
Did you have one, Carl?
I did have one, and I still have one, but I don't know what happened. For some reason, the cardboard backing is like in 2 pieces. So.
Oh, no.
So, I don't know, because my brother were 8.5 years difference in age. He may have got his hands on it and ripped it. Who knows?
Okay. I never had one when I was a kid. I do have one now. Do you have one now, Dwayne?
I do, but I don't have one in great condition, so I'm always looking to find a good deal to upgrade mine.
My sticker on the front is not very good, but the cardboard is not bad at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not perfect, you know, you're probably never going to find one perfect unless somebody just never played with it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do have one now. Next up, we've got the Cantina Adventure Set, which was exclusive to Sears. And it came with 4 figures. It came with Greedo, Hammerhead, Walrus Man, and Snaggletooth, But he was blue instead of the red one that we actually see in the movie. He was a bit taller, too. He was a full 3 3/4 inch figure with silver disco boots.
Yes.
This set cost $8.99 and came out in 1978. And it's just a cardboard backdrop and a cardboard floor kind of attached to it, and come with these little tiny plastic pegs to put the feet of the figure in to stand them up.
Yeah, so it wasn't much to it. The main selling point, or the main draw, was the four action figures that that you would get with it, which I'm sure this was probably something that I picked out of the Sears catalog to ask for Christmas for, but unfortunately didn't get one.
I got one because I'd actually mentioned this before on the podcast when we was going through the vintage figures, because I still have my blue Snaggletooth, but he has very little silver left on his boots. So he was well played with as a kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
I never had one when I was a kid, but I do have one now. I got one, oh gosh, probably 25 years ago. I got it for next to nothing, which nowadays is, this thing's really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still looking for one. I'd like to find just one without, I don't need the figures. I'd like to find one without the figures, but unfortunately a lot of them that you see up for sale are still in the, you know, boxed with the figures. And like you're saying, they're very pricey because of that blue Snaggletooth.
Mm-hmm. Well, heck, even without the figures, it's still kind of pricey.
It is, because it's paper, and paper just didn't last. Or cardboard. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Do you still have yours, Carl?
I do still have mine. Okay. It's kind of in rough condition, well played with, but I have it.
Okay. All right, so that brings us to the Death Star Space Station. And this thing was $17.99 in 1978.
Big boy.
Yeah, it came with a trash compactor that had a monster in it, along with some foam. Of course, the foam, I do have original foam still for mine.
I do too, and it's like, I feel like if I would touch it, it would disintegrate. It's in a plastic baggie.
Yeah, mine is too. Yeah, so I don't take it out. I just leave it in there.
Yeah, same thing.
Do you still have the rope?
I do not have the rope, no.
Yeah, I did not have the rope, but I had to buy it later. Lost it somewhere along the line, and I played with mine so much that it was so broken. I mean, the pieces to put the floors together, you know, snapped off. You know, I don't know how many times, and I used glue and tape and everything else to keep it together.
Yeah.
And eventually I bought another one because my cardboard was all gone. It was disintegrated. You know, I'd played with it so much. This was one of the things that I played with the most, this and the Millennium Falcon. So how is yours now?
It's pretty rough. The cardboard is not in good shape at all. But, I mean, for the most part, except for, I believe, that rope, everything is there, though, even though it's a little rough.
Yeah, I still have my original one, but I have the new one, too.
Yeah, this is one that I also never owned as a kid, probably because of the price. So I have picked it up. I think I've bought it 2.5 times now.
2.5 times?
Well, I have, through the years, I've bought what were mostly complete sets, and in an attempt to, you know, combine and put one together, complete one together, but I've never actually done that yet to make sure that I do have a complete one. So between like 3 different boxes, I've got 2 what are supposed to be complete ones, plus I've got another box with a bunch of the unbroken like supports and cardboard and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure I've got some foam in there. I don't know if it's the original foam or not. The Dianoga monster I took out of one and put it in with my action figures, because I consider it kind of like a figure. I know it was an accessory, but it is a character. Represent the representation of a character in the movie. And I bought the swinging rope at a Columbus Toy Show just by itself, because I knew neither set had that in it.
What did you have to give for it? Do you remember?
I want to say it was, at the time, about $45 or $50, maybe.
Yeah, I think I gave $40 for mine.
Yeah.
They look like they're going for about $40 to $60 on eBay. I just looked. I was curious. Yeah.
Better get it now.
Yep.
So did you have one? Did you say you didn't have one as a kid, Dwayne?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Do you have one in the box now?
I've got at least one box. I may have two boxes. They're really banged, beat up and rough, and they're open with all the parts thrown down in them. I bought one from Daniel Sammons a long time ago, and then I bought one from
Tim Matt, Barnes.
I always forget his last name.
Who
Matt
is it?
From Oswalk.
Erickson.
Erickson, yeah. And then I've just found some those loose, components as time went by, like in different lots and stuff that I've got.
Yeah, speaking of Matt Erickson, I'm going to meet him up next Monday and pick up my Tatooine skiff.
Nice.
Okay, so moving on. We next have the Creature Cantina Action Playset. I like how they call it. They added the word. They had the word. Add the word action in there. It's got an action to it.
It does.
Yeah,
it has doors.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one has a cardboard backdrop and has a door, which has two swinging flaps on it. It was $7.99 originally in 1979, and did not come with any figures, did it?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
So it was a combination of a plastic base with a cardboard insert, similar to the action stand, except this time it was intended to be the cantina from Tatooine scene.
Yeah, it has like a bar and a table.
Mm-hmm. And the action part of it, it also has the swivel discs like the action stand did with foot pegs on them. It looks like it has one, two, three different ones.
Looks like
that you can put your figures on. And
four.
Four.
It has two beside the bar. No, actually, two beside the bar. There's actually five. Two beside the bar, one in front of the bar, and then one on each side of the table.
Okay. And you move the levers, sticking out of the side of the
Yeah, there's only two levers.
And it will rotate those.
So one lever on one side does three of them, and the other one does two.
But yeah, it didn't come with any figures, so it was kind of like I guess people sometimes can confuse it with the Cantina Adventure Set, but what's cool is if you had the Cantina Adventure Set, you could kind of combine it with this and already have your four alien figures. Because the Cantina Adventure Set is actually a picture of the Cantina from the outside.
Yeah.
All right. Did you guys have this?
I did have this.
Wow. You had both of them.
Yeah, I did. Lucky me.
No, I was more focused on getting the ships early on, like the X-Wing and the Land Speeder and all that. So
me too.
I didn't really go for the playsets.
Yeah, I never had this one either. Do you have it now?
I still have it, and the cardboard is a little, like most cardboards are that kids played with, is a little rough. I have it.
I got one in a collection one time and was missing one of the doors, and luckily my buddy of mine had an extra one.
Oh wow.
So I got the full set of doors. I think it was, or maybe it was both of them, I can't remember. Yeah, but he helped me out and I got that from him.
Yeah, I've pieced together, I think I've bought one complete, and then I've got parts of another one, so I'm gonna have to put those out, for if anybody's interested in buying them at some point.
All right, so the next one we've got is the Droid Factory. It also came out in 79 and was $11.99 and came with this plastic base along with the crane and hook and then tons of parts. Make all kinds of different droids and even an R2-D2.
Yeah, I think it's got enough parts that you can make five complete. If you follow the instructions, you can make, it's got pictured five complete droids, based on the, like I said, there's like building plans in there. So enough parts to build up to five complete droids. This was something that was completely made up by Kenner.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't in the movie anywhere, but it was just something that they thought that would be a neat concept for kids to have to be able to, use your imagination and build your own droids, because droids were a big part of the original trilogy, and the fact that they included an R2-D2 pieces to an R2-D2 in it was really special too.
Yeah, what's funny is I've got the instruction sheet right here in front of me. That's what I use as a bookmarker in this book. Yeah, there's a course, you've got hydraulic tubing, connectors, droid base 1, 2, and 3, and 4, and 5. R2-D2 base, R2-D2 top, R2-D2 legs, R2-D2 center leg, which is the only way you can get the center leg, is in this set.
Yeah.
Two leg supports, two leg pods, an antenna, a radar unit, a pincer arm, a hook arm, drilling arm, scoop arm, wheel supporters, tank treads, wheels, axles, computer housing, and a base stand. So that's a lot of stuff here to be able to build all those droids. Did any of you guys have one when you was a kid?
I did not have this one.
No, I wish I did.
Yeah, me too. I didn't.
I can see I would have definitely gotten a lot of play out of this thing.
I have one complete except for the R2. I know I've got the R2 somewhere because I bought it separate, but I don't know where I put it. Can't find it.
Sounds like me looking for certain things I'm not sure where I put.
It's on a shelf over here somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. But
where it is, I don't know. So do you have one now, Carl?
I don't. I came close a couple of times, but I never did pull the trigger, and
this is
I don't have one. Actually
one of the cheaper sets.
Yeah.
You can still, you can get it in a box sometimes for like $75, $80.
That's crazy to think about that.
it may have went up, but the last time I saw it just a couple of years ago, it was only like $75, $80.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this right. Was another one that I just kind of built my complete set by buying a couple of, incomplete ones and combining them. And I actually have two complete R2-D2s, I think, because this set that I built, I have acquired all of the pieces, and I'd already bought a separate one.
Okay. I may need to get that off of you.
Separately a long time ago, just to figure.
If I can't find mine. All right, so the next one we've got is the Land of the Jawas action playset. It was $9.99. It also came out in 1979. Comes with a plastic base, a cardboard backdrop of the sand crawler, and has a little elevator, along with also a escape pod that R2 and C-3PO would have come in. They didn't come with the set, but you know what I mean. You put those guys in there.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, this again was a plastic base with a cardboard backdrop, but the cardboard backdrop this time wasn't just a plain, panel. It actually had a 3D feature to it, like a three-dimensional feature to it, and sort of a little elevator that you could assemble and pretend like you're moving your figure from the ground up into inside the sandcrawler, which was kind of a new feature that they were trying out. And then this was the only way that you can get a version of the escape pod. I think they've since made one for the modern line. I think it was in a two-pack or something like that with C-3PO, or I don't remember. But at the time, it was the only way you could get an escape pod. And then, of course, the base also has an action feature to it with the foot pegs on a disc to where you can move the figures, make them rotate a little bit, and has a little cave. If you'll remember the scene in the movie where R2 is hiding back inside the cave when Ben Kenobi discovers the group, comes upon the group. Or you can also hide your Jawas back in the cave and have them jump out and shoot R2-D2.
Yep.
So it had several play features to it. These are notorious for having the cardboard end pieces of the sandcrawler be damaged, have, the corners really beat up on them or be bent or creased or whatever because they stick out further than the edges of the playset. So kind of storing it away, when you were a kid especially, was not an easy thing to do, and it didn't come apart very well. It didn't really come apart at all unless you risked tearing the tabs up on it.
Yep. Did you guys have this when you was a kid?
I never did, and I still don't have it as well.
I didn't either, but I do have it now.
Yep. Yeah, it's another one I've acquired as an adult as I'm going back and picking up, these early play sets. Would have been cool to have had to play with as a kid, I'm sure. Especially to have that escape pod to be able to put the droids in, or to put anybody in and pretend that they were, flying, escaping from the Death Star or whatever.
Well, that was the last one for A New Hope.
Yep. six, what did we say, six of them, six play sets,
yep.
basically,
yeah.
Issued for the New Hope. And then as we go further into the original Vintage line, there's quite a few more that we'll be able to talk about later on.
Yep. Unfortunately, out of those six, I only had one when I was a kid, but I have all of them now.
Yep. I just need the Sears exclusive adventure, Cantina Adventure set.
Yeah, I think the only place that I need now comes from the next line. We'll talk about that then. Carl, you want to read us out?
Once again, we want to thank our Patreon members for helping out and supporting us with the podcast. And you're still able to do that if you haven't done so and you want to help us out. The money goes straight to paying to help have this podcast, so you can do that if you want to do as little as $1 a month. It's at patreon.com/thestarwarscollector. And once again, thank you for all of our Patreon members we have now. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thestarwarscollectorpodcast. We also have a group there as well on Facebook if you want to join it. You can leave us an iTunes review, and you also, if there's other places that have options for reviews, feel free to leave us a review. We have a Discord as well. And if you need to email us for any reason, like if you have Ask Bo questions or something like that, you can send them to tswcpodcast@gmail.com. And I'm sure Bo would love to answer some questions, so
yes.
Get those in. And we're still on X, even though nobody seems to use X anymore. And it's at TSWC Podcast. And Facebook shout out for this month, Jason Taylor. So thanks for listening, Jason.
Yep. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And thanks. We'll catch you at the next episode, which will be our year-ending one.
Woohoo! Our favorites of the year. It's one of my favorite episodes.
Best and worst of the year. This will probably be our last podcast before the holidays. So definitely want to send out a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone listening.
Yep. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yep.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Goodbye.